Acts chapter 1, verses 7 to 9. He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. The ascension of Jesus is a fundamental aspect of the Christian faith that affirms Jesus' divine nature and his ongoing ministry in heaven. It shows that Jesus really had overcome death and the grave. He was not resurrected to die again, but to live forever. At the end of the resurrection, the ascension provided Jesus' followers with power, grace, mercy, his presence, and gifts, enabling them to advance his mission. Today, as believers, it serves as a source of hope and empowerment, reminding us of the active presence of Christ in the world through the Holy Spirit. It emphasizes our responsibility to spread the gospel and make disciples of all nations. The Holy Spirit empowers believers and guides them in their lives. Jesus is now seated at the right hand of God the Father, receiving glory and honor. He has been given authority in heaven and earth, empowering us, his followers, to proclaim the gospel and carry out his mission. He is actively interceding for believers, ensuring our salvation, and providing us with the resources we need to grow in our faith. The ascension of Jesus also offers believers a hope of eternal life in heaven, as Jesus prepares a place for them. As we celebrate the ascension, we are invited to lift our hearts to where Christ has gone before, preparing a place for those who follow him, and with the assurance that while Jesus is not physically present, he is spiritually guiding and governing the affairs of the world as the one who has all authority. May I invite you to join us next week.